I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We've had a roll call. Krista Novosich is on her way. Mike Walters, his daughter graduated today, so he won't be able to make it here today. So he's excused. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes for the April 16th, 2014
meeting? Make a motion to approve the previous board meeting minutes.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
On the question, all in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. We have three speakers on the Mr. Bob Despain was here originally. He dropped out, and then Ron Jetta, I've been informed, will not be here today. So we have three speakers left. And I do these as the order they come in. So the first speaker I have is Steve Jellin. And I'll give you the rules on your way down. You don't have to run down. You have 3 minutes. After 2.5 minutes, you're going to hear me gabble once. After 3 minutes, I will cut you off. If you have anything that you want to put into the minutes, all you have to do is hand them to the clerk, and she'll put them in a minute.
I have a copy I'll give afterwards.
Okay, and I won't start until you start.
Okay. Distinguished officials, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Steve Jellin. I'm secretary of the Madison League, a public interest group dedicated to Madison County. We think that the public would welcome more oversight by the county board. Public criticism relating to the Bathon case is largely that someone should have known. We'll never know if better oversight might have saved troubled taxpayers from compounding misery and whether it might have prevented Fred Bathon, who was otherwise a good treasurer, from ruining his life and hurting the county's reputation. State law clearly gives the county board a duty to oversee the treasurer. While the treasurer is sovereign of his statutory duties, he nonetheless reports to and settles his accounts with the county board, which has the power to question him under oath. Obviously, the law intends oversight. Expert investment advice might set everyone's mind at ease about investment returns. We think that the treasurer is likely right about short-term interest rates, but that brings us to question long-term investments. We think that before the county ties up large sums of money long-term, the county board should first consider why the county would hold money for which it has no foreseeable need. However, we think, too, that the county should hold ample reserves. They help lower costs and provide for rainy days. But we suggest that the board consider adding something like a 180 days maximum limit to the current 120 days minimum for reserves. Present reserves are nearly equal to a year's operating expenses. Much of the present surplus has apparently come from fees in excess of costs. Taxes have been mostly in line with expenditures. That implies to us that some fees are too high, but it could also mean that some departmental budgets have been cut too much and that needed repairs and/or improvements have been deferred too long. There are many capital projects that would be good investments of the surplus funds that exist now. We hope that policy can be developed which provides consistency over time and across elections, which reduces political tensions, and which keeps revenue collections and investments appropriate to manifest needs. Thank you.
Do you have a copy for the clerk? Okay, thank you. The next speaker, same rules, is Jack Daugherty. You have the same 3 minutes. After 2.5, you'd hear me do this. If you have something you want to give to the county clerk, you could do that also.
Unlike Mr. Jellin, I didn't write anything down. I'm not. I don't have anything to submit to the secretary when I'm done speaking. My name is Jack Daugherty. I'm a lifelong resident of Madison County. I'm a taxpayer, citizen, voter. I'm a member of the Madison League with Mr. Jellin, and I've also been practicing law for 20 years in Madison County. I want to expand a little bit on what Mr. Jellin talked about, starting with the notion of oversight. Specifically, the idea of an oversight committee has been brought up. Because I'm interested in this topic and I'm interested in local government and good government generally, I decided to dig into the statute books and see what's out there. What I've discovered is that creating an oversight committee is neither prohibited nor specifically required by any statutes. The statutes have been interpreted by almost no courts, so this is wide open for the county board to do as they see best in this situation. If anything I've learned from the last 10 years from watching local government, it affirms the idiom given to us by Benjamin Franklin, that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. An ounce of prevention 10 years ago with an oversight committee might have prevented a lot of problems and a lot of headaches and a lot of misery that we now suffer. So basically my summary is that this is legally permissible and probably a good idea in the spirit of a good government. The other issue, and the reason why we need expert investment advice, is we're talking about a huge amount of money, $140 million. I don't have a lot of, you know, I haven't had many years where I've made that kind of money. And that amount of money is probably hard to justify. As I've looked at our accumulation of funds, it's possible that we're in the future, if we continue to accumulate funds at the rate we are, we might have an excess accumulation of funds, and tax objectors might be able to levy objections, which would interfere with our ability to levy taxes. Finally, the 300 days that we have seems to be excessive. If our policy is between 120 and 180 days, I think that any funds that we have that are not in restricted funds really belong in the local economy. If we have the money to put people to work, we should put people to work. We've cut our local government to the bone. People, our services have suffered. I think it's maybe the time to recall some of the people we've laid off.
I had to cut you off. Three minutes is up.
I got plenty more to say on this topic.
Okay, thank you.
Do we have a Tracy Curtis here? She's unable to come. Okay, thank you. Correspondence.
We have a public notice from the Alton Steel Company. We have a letter from the Illinois Department of Transportation informing Thames Construction Company that they have been awarded a contract for a project. We have the monthly report of the county clerk and circuit clerk. We have the monthly report of the regional superintendent of schools. We have the jail population report from the sheriff's department and the treasurer's monthly investment report. That is all.
Okay, and then we'll go to the appointments.
Emergency Telephone System Board, Robert Hertz is recommended for reappointment to a new four-year term. Foster Township Fire Protection District, Jessica Thomas is recommended for appointment to the unexpired term of Tammy Emmons, who has resigned. Madison County Ethics Advisor, Leo Conzen, is recommended for reappointment to a new two-year term. Madison County Food Prevention District.
Flood.
Thank you. Food Prevention. The Madison County Flood Prevention District. J. Thomas Long is recommended for reappointment to a new three-year term. Madison County Stormwater Commission. Jack Minner is recommended for reappointment to a new two-year term. Metro East Park and Recreation District. Harold Byers is recommended for reappointment to a new three-year term. Pontoon Beach Water District. Douglas A. Kreitz is recommended for appointment to the unexpired term of Lauren Madison, who has resigned. William Arnold is recommended for appointment to a new five-year term. State Park Fire Protection District, Ashley Reed is recommended for appointment to a new three-year term. And that is all.
I would entertain a motion to make those appointments.
So moved.
We have a motion, second.
I have a
on a question. Yes, Ms. Kuhn?
Yes, I was just wondering if you could tell me if any of these, if any are paid positions, or what are and what are not. I mean, I know the fire districts are not, but.
You know, Jill?
If the water districts pay something, it's a very small stipend, like $300 a year. I'm not sure, but there's no large salaries associated with them.
So that's the only one?
Possibly. Yeah, I don't think the other ones would.
Any other questions? We have a motion, second. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Just some housekeeping. Whenever we have a county board members come to me that want to change committee appointments and they're willing to switch, I'm willing to do that. Jamie Goggin wants to be put on the Institutions Committee, and Roger Alons is going off the Institution Committee and going to the Tax Cycle Committee. So I will make that recommendation. I do need a motion to approve that.
So moved.
We have a motion. Is there a second? Second on the question. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Polls, ayes have it. So that is done. Also, I just want to mention to you that Heartlands Conservancy will be in the lobby after the board meeting with information about the Cahokia Mounds feasibility study and their ongoing efforts to obtain a national recognition for the park. I just want to make I actually met with these people in the office about a month ago, and it is amazing how many different mounds there are throughout Madison County. So you'd be surprised, even in almost, I bet you almost any area that you live in, you have a mound real close to you that has been identified. And so it is, they have a big map down there. I would suggest that you go and talk to them. I think it's very interesting. So right, as soon as the meeting's over, they're just right down the steps. Okay? And we'll go into the Building and Facilities Management Committee and Finance Government Operations Committee. Mr. Adler.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make the following motions for the Buildings and Facilities Management Committee. I would like to move that we award a contract for tuck pointing and resealing at the Madison County Courthouse Building, a contract for tuck pointing and resealing at the Madison County Administration Building, and a resolution to award contract for roof replacement at the Madison County Administration Building.
Okay. We have a motion. Is there a second? We have a second by Ms. Tracy on the question. Roll call. Okay. There you got it. Ms. Gorman? He's got it now, I think. Do you have it? Okay, there you go.
I think I voted no, though. I was trying to find cancel here. Okay.
Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Adler?
No, thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you. Finance, go ahead and bring the executive committee in first, and then bring finance.
The executive committee has one resolution authorizing labor agreement with Police Benevolent Labor Committee, and I move for your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second? Got a second by Ms. Tracy. On the question, roll call. Ms. Kuhn, I think you have to confirm it. Ms. Kuhn?
Oh,
yeah, confirm.
Sorry.
There you go. Motion carried. Mr. Minner, if you could bring in the Finance Government Operations Committee.
Finance and Government Operations Committee has six items for your consideration this evening. We have summary report of claims and transfers, immediate emergency appropriation capital project fund, immediate emergency appropriation corner fee fund, immediate emergency appropriation AFIX, VFC grant, Resolution authorizing settlement of workman's compensation claim file number 12-025. Resolution authorizing settlement of workman compensation claim file number 13-001. Signed by all members of the committee. I move for your approval.
We have a motion and a second on the question. Roll call. Okay, motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Minner?
That's all I have, sir.
Okay, thank you. Grants Committee, Finance and Government Operations Committee, Mr. Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. The Grants Committee has one resolution for your consideration, a resolution awarding bids for weatherization vendors, and I move for its adoption.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
We have a second on the question. Roll call. Okay, motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Malone?
No, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Health Department Committee, Mr. Holliday.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, I ask the activity report be placed on file as presented.
We will do that. Thank you, Mr. Holliday. Informations Technology Committee and Finance Government Operations Committee, Ms. Gorman.
Good evening, fellow county board members. The Information Technology Committee and Finance and Government Operations Committee have one item for consideration. It's a resolution to purchase training and renew the annual GIS software maintenance contract from ESRI for Madison County Information Technology. And I move for your approval.
We have a motion. We have a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Ms. Gorman? Okay, thank you. Mr. Maher, if you want to bring in both H and I, please.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, the Planning Development Committee has the following resolutions for your approval. Finding in fact and recommendations, resolutions, resolution authorizing the demolition of unsafe buildings and structures, and I, resolutions authorizing solid waste enforcement grant 2014. I so move approval.
We have a motion and we have a second on the question. Roll call. Mr. Goggin. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Maher?
That is all. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee, Mr. Tricano.
Fellow board members, Mr. Chairman, the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee has two items tonight. Number one is a property trustee resolution. Number two is the amended delinquent tax program agreement. I move for their adoption. Motion.
Oh, I did. Okay. I'll get that. Okay. We got a motion as a second. And I skipped Jay, so I'll come back and get you just a second here. So, roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Tricano?
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
And Ms. Glasper, I apologize for missing Jay.
Yes, Mr. Chairman and fellow board members, the Public Safety Committee, along with Finance and Government Operations, has one resolution to purchase new equipment for 10 new vehicles for the Madison County Sheriff's Office, and I move its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second? We have a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Ms. Glasper?
Oh, I have to.
Okay. Mr. Simonisen, Transportation Committee.
Mr. Chairman and fellow board members, the Transportation Committee has five resolutions for your consideration. The first being a report of bids to award contractor for the Renner Bridge on Cedar Road in St. Jacob. Number two is a resolution for providing for the participation in the comprehensive transportation planning under the East-West Gateway Coordinating Council. Number three is an agreement funding resolution for Glen Crossing Road resurfacing the village of Glen Carbon. Number four, agreement funding resolution Springer Sheraton resurfacing in the city of Edwardsville. And number five is a resolution for improvement by county under the Illinois Highway Code, signed by all members of the committee, and I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. We have a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carry. Anything else, Mr. Simonisen?
No, thank you, sir.
Anything under new business? Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Have a motion, second. All in favor, by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.